This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy was sponsored anonymously and dedicated to the International Dark Sky Association, www.darksky.org.
It's the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, coming in 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the NASA Lunar Science Institute podcast, which highlights the latest news and information of the Moon, on the Moon, and from the Moon. It's produced by the NASA Lunar Science Institute at the Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California.
What could have caused something called a lunar cataclysm? Hi, this is Nancy Atkinson for the NASA Lunar Science Institute. A close look at the lunar surface reveals it's covered with craters, so we know our moon has been hit by asteroids and meteorites in the past. But the latest research reveals that about 4 billion years ago, the moon was pummeled by a wave of impacts, with the projectiles hitting at a much higher speed than before. With us today to tell us more is Dr. Simone Marchi from the Southwest Research Institute. Hi, Dr. Marchi, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Nancy.
So first of all, these impacts happened so long ago. How could you and your colleagues deduce that there was a change in the speed of the impactors?
Yes. First of all, we focus on the oldest remains available on the lunar surface. And in particular, we measure crater size and distribution of all those craters. And then, in a second step, we compare the distribution and the sizes of craters that we detected among these different terrain, and we could identify a clear shift in the crater size going from the oldest terrain available to terrain somehow younger. And we interpreted this shift in the crater size as a result of a shift in the impact velocities. And this is because the crater size mostly depends on the impact velocity that formed the craters.
From your research, were you able to find or determine a cause for the change in speeds?
Not yet. The main focus of this particular paper was to study from observational point of view what we can learn from the lunar surface. However, we noticed that these results that we found are actually in agreement with some of the recent developments in terms of dynamical evolution of the early solar system. This will be explained by forthcoming papers.
Okay. Another name for this lunar cataclysm is the late heavy bombardment, which was theorized to have happened about 3.8 to 4.1 billion years ago. Now, this has been somewhat of a controversial theory. Does your research help strengthen the case for the late heavy bombardment?
Yes, it does. And in particular, the fact that we identified a clear shift and increase in the impact velocity going from the earlier time to somehow younger period of time is a clear indication that something big happened in the solar system. And we think that this is due mainly to the reorganization of the orbit of the giant planets. So basically, when the giant planets move, produce a second wave of impactor hitting the moon, and this second wave had a higher velocity by a factor of 2 respect to impact that happened before. So we think with these results, we have a nice observational support of the theory of the lunar heavy bombardment, also called lunar cataclysm.
Can you tell me some behind-the-scenes information about your research, such as what prompted you to study this in the first place?
Yes, I would like to tell some detail, because this is really, for us, that we have been involved in this work, has been a really a major project. We invested more than 2 years working on this. And basically, we started from scratch, in the sense that we took some of the latest database available concerning precise measurements of the craters on the moon, which has been obtained thanks to the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter mission, which is still ongoing. And starting from this point, we did all these measurements of crater size, of many different terrains on the moon. And then the second aspect, which is important in our paper, is that we tried to link this new observation and trying to connect this with everything we know, so dynamics, geology, and other things. So basically, we try to summarize everything together. And I believe this was the key aspect of our paper. And this is the reason why we could end up with this result.
What were some of the features on the moon that were most important in your research?
This is easy to answer, and in particular is the crater size. So our paper is based 100% on the measure and distribution of crater sizes.
Okay, and were there some craters in particular that were helpful for you?
One of the terrain that we investigated is basically near one of the major basins on the moon, which is called Nectaris Basin, which is also well visible in the near side of the moon. And therefore, this terrain was definitely a key terrain in our study.
The Apollo astronauts brought back rock samples from the moon, and some of them contained some clues that originally suggested an uptick in the amount of the bombardment that took place. Did those samples help you in your research?
Not really. Despite the fact that this is really a precious information that we have, and we lack, for instance, for other bodies of the solar system, we did not use this information in this particular paper. This is something that we are working on right now and definitely will be used for forthcoming papers.
How will continued data from the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter help you in your future research?
Yes, as I said, this is really a wonderful database, and definitely we don't have use this database as the most. I mean, we can definitely use this for doing many other things, and we are working on this. And definitely in the near future, I can imagine there will be a huge amount of high-quality work based on this database.
All right. Well, Dr. Markey, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Nancy.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.lunarscience.nasa.gov. Any opinions expressed are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of NASA or the NASA Lunar Science Institute. This podcast is produced for educational and information purposes only. On behalf of the NASA Lunar Science Institute, thanks for listening.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Cool.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.